Yeah, I think we have. You know, there's a lot of concerns about rising rates on Trump's rhetoric and policies. And, you know, while part of that is certainly due to reaching, you know, levels that weren't supported by fundamentals, you know, a rate this large, this fast, you know, I think we're going to be, you know, taking a pause here until we get a little bit more clarity on some of the policy issues, and, you know, we start seeing more sustainable economic data that would support further inflation upside.
A lot of people would be getting hurt. If you look at the German Bund, what a big jump we saw overnight. Now yields 37 basis points, jumping almost 10 basis points. Quite extraordinary. And I was happy to see in your note something that I was mentioning a lot to our booker yesterday about whether investors are discounting enough risk in what's happening in Europe. What do you think?
We don't think they are. And it's one of the reasons that in our portfolios we're favoring U.S. equities over European equities, despite U.S. equities trading at higher multiples from a historical basis. And the reason for that is that, you know, there's plenty of policy risk in Europe coming up over the next 12 months that could completely reshape the Eurozone. You know, we've got the Italian referendum coming up this weekend. We've got the Dutch election. We've got the French election coming up in the first quarter and early in the second quarter. And then towards the end of next year, we'll have the German election. And so if you look at that together, if you look at Italy, France, and Germany together, you're talking about two-thirds of the GDP of the Eurozone that could have new leadership over the next year. Now, that's not our base case, but that's certainly a lot of risk that talks to the potential for much more volatility in Europe relative to the U.S.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, what we've been seeing with the dollar strength that of late, we've, of course, seen emerging market equities under the cosh because we've had this sort of sucking sound of the money coming out. Now, is it time now? And how close are you looking at perhaps, you know, having a dabble once again in selective parts of these markets in this part of the world, perhaps?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at, you know, the parts of the market that are attractive to us, you know, it still leads us mostly towards, you know, the U.S. And so, you know, again, we, you know, we have a position outside the U.S. It's just lower than we would typically have because of these elevated risks. And the other area that we haven't talked about that is a concern is in Japan, where, again, you're seeing Japan struggle to grow. And, you know, there's risk of the Bank of Japan wading further into, you know, policy positions that are somewhat experimental and somewhat uncertain to markets to also create volatility. And on the emerging market side specifically, you know, they've gotten hit pretty bad. I think they are starting to look a bit attractive at these levels. We think the dollar move, you know, has probably gone a bit too far. And, you know, dollar stability would be very supportive of emerging markets. And the Trump rhetoric around trade, I think, is perhaps a bit overblown as well.
One thing that was a little different today is what we've seen of late is bond yields rising along with the dollar. And so today we actually saw the dollar lower. So does that just indicate a little bit more of, well, a bit of profit taking? Both have run quite a lot.
That could very well be the case. I mean, trying to pick up you know, signals on a day-to-day basis, particularly in the currency markets where there's a lot of momentum trading going on, is very difficult. And so, you know, what we could be seeing in the currency market is literally just a pause, take a breath, and let's see what's going on.
Well, indeed. Just looking very quickly, Lowell, what is your top pick? What is your biggest call right now in 20 seconds?
We would say, we would say the U.S. You know, look, I mean, there is, you know, valuations that are stretched, but historically, U.S. equity valuations at these levels have meant that we've had a lot of runway for further upside, so we wouldn't get overly cautious just yet.